All right, so my man Damone, you're gonna get interrogated today. All right, so came from Arkansas, and how long have you been a part of Blue Cap?
Since March.
So since March, man, and he's actually been very consistent too. Mm-hmm. Like really, you've been really on the calls, mm-hmm. plugging in the knowledge. And taking it, which I really admire that, because a lot of people just, they come in, they're like, I want to be rich, and that's it. So, but overall, when you started, what was like your first balance that you first started?
I think my first balance was $200.
$200?
Yeah.
And how did that feel when you're making something and then you kept depositing?
Yeah, like I started with 200, got up to 300, went back like down to 150, mm-hmm. got back to 200, then I just blew it. I mean, at the beginning, it was greed, really, yeah. more than using the skill set, but I mean, I learned the skill set overall.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel when you kept making it and then losing it? Like, was that frustrating?
Yeah, very frustrating.
Okay. So did you take it as a lesson?
Yes.
Okay. So, because I know, like, a lot of students just, they feel like, all right, you know, this is $200, you know, and then we just deposit more and just having that Vegas mindset. Do you feel like you had that at the time?
I mean, I did, but then again, I was just tired of depositing.
Yeah. Who gets tired of depositing, right? He's over your lap. He's like, forget that. You know, the broke is already taking enough of our money anyway. Man. So... What did you do after when you said that you were tired of depositing? Like, did you change your mindset? Like, how do you started to view it more seriously when it came to trading?
I mean, I was already consistent with the calls, but I mean, depositing after deposit after deposit, it's just really, it was annoying. So I think I made 3 deposits in 1 week. And then after that, I was like, I'm not depositing it again. So yeah. Ever since then, I haven't deposited. That was the beginning of August.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't plan to deposit anytime soon, unless I want to, yeah. but that was half to deposit because, I mean, I had $2 in my account or something like that. So, yeah.
Oh, man. And you get down to less than $10. That's that's when reality starts to hit. All right. But so after, you know, you stop making all the deposits, you know, making money on the trade ideas and then being consistent, how did it feel to make your first withdrawal?
Man, it felt good because, I mean, that's what I've been wanting the whole time, yeah. but never could withdraw. You can't really withdraw with $200 or mm-hmm. not really left with much. And I wanted to withdraw some thousands, and that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it felt good. I felt like I accomplished something.
Well, you definitely did. You're here in Arizona, yeah. right?
yeah, man, from that money.
Yeah, man, said so I'm buying a ticket. I'm coming to Arizona to the office, and here we are with these strangers, you know? but and that's really good. Like, when I saw that, I'm like, damn. And I'm over here talking to Michael. I'm like, Mo is really plugging it in. I'm like, you know, because it's just like, it's fun because it kind of remind me of myself and when I made my withdrawal, and I'm like, you know, not just being selfish with it, but, you know, being very selfless, you know, taking care of your family, you
yeah.
know, whatever that, you know, to prove, you know, to the world that, you know, this is very possible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we live like kind of in a generation that we always got to prove to people that something works, you know, yeah. and I'm glad that you stuck by it and you actually making a withdrawal and that's good. It's honestly good. Next question. When I went over on showing the box strategy, did it kind of open your eyes that, you know, like, was I hiding this away from everyone?
Or? I mean, like, you kind of just came up with it out of nowhere. Yeah. So, I mean, I knew you had been doing it for a while, mm-hmm. but yeah, so, I mean, I'm glad you showed it to us, but I knew that you were kind of keeping it from us.
Yeah.
And when I had found it out, I told Michael, I think I texted him, I was like, actually, I put it in the chat. I said 5K this week, and I actually did make 5,000 that week.
Yeah, and
it's like 5,047.
So it felt good just talking to an existence that, that you're going to make it happen, and you made it happen.
Yeah, it was just so simple. I just knew I was going to make it happen.
Yeah. And that's it felt good, right?
Yeah.
It was good having 5K in your broker? Yeah. Yeah? Yeah. Yes, sir. So that's good. I'm glad that, you know, you took, you know, that just running with the skill set and making it very simple. And I know you said it's very simple, but did it make it really clear and not just, just to have a lot of stuff, you know, being on your charts and keeping it simple, waiting for a move, and then actually executing it?
Yeah, I mean, it just made it simple because with the strategy, I can place buy limits, buy stops, instead of just trying to guess where price is going to go. Yeah. I mean, with the box strategy, I kind of just know where price is going to go. And if it passes it, I mean, I can easily place a buy stop, buy a sell stop or something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. So what are your long-term goals when it comes to trading?
What do you mean, like money-wise?
What are you truly passionate about?
Well, I want to do trading, and I just want to open up businesses outside of trading, like having my own online stores. And I mean, I know trading, raising money with trading will get me there to fund those businesses as well and still trade at the same time.
Yeah. So you agree that trading is a great platform to use as a vehicle to do what you're truly passionate about?
Yes, most definitely.
All right, perfect. Could everyone agree that trading is very appealing?
Hell yeah.
I only hear that one hell yeah. All right, awesome. So most of you guys are not aware. I've been meeting Damone for the first time ever in person, you know, ever. He's not my brother. We're not related. Coming from Arkansas. So I honestly want to appreciate you taking the time, you know, taking the full action, you know, meeting everyone here. That's a part of Blue Cap. And then, you know, hopefully we just keep that whole culture environment, keep striving. And then, of course, you know, just keep making more of that bread.
Yes, sir.
And just keep, you know, accumulating and building up. And then hopefully, you know, you could change your family, your situation, and then keep pursuing your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, the skill set is completely yours, you know, like, and that's the best part when it comes to trading, that you have no cap, you know, like you could do whatever you want to do. Like I accomplished whatever I wanted to accomplish, you know, so that's why I don't really talk about like my accolades at all. You know, I'm not the GOAT, this and that, you know, you guys keep referring me to it. Feel like a damn animal sometimes. But you know, I want a lot of goats in Blue Cap, you know, and people just running with it, you know, having no emotions, executing it, and actually start talking to your charts and be like, I took this damn trade. You see this baby, you see this trade, like, you know, like, you know, that that excitement, that energy, you know, it's just, you can't really explain it. All right, so I don't even know, what's this, episode 13?
12?
Yeah. Damn, I lost count.
Somewhere around like 38, you really count.
Man, it happens, you know, when you just keep talking and vibing. I know we have more students. Think we could just hop on?
Yeah.
Who wants to hop on? Show some. I know Preston's like, I got my hair cut, you know. No one got a haircut besides?
Hey, he said he was going to get on next week.
Hey, you said that. Right? You said. No.
I heard next week.
I heard that too.
Hey, you heard that right? Next week.
No, he heard that. I heard that too. No.
I'm 20.
He's 20 years old. Actually, let's go back to Damone. So, Damone, you're 20. Actually, I'm going to go back and show what happened. So, he says that he booked his flight for AZ, right? But he booked it for Vegas. And I'm like, all right, it's cool. Like, you could go turn up, have fun, gamble, you know, enjoy that money that you made. And he was like, yeah, I'm only 20. And I'm like, well, you still got the strip. You could go to Five Guys. Like, you could say that you live in the Vegas life, but you're only 20 years old. Damn. I didn't even start trading until I was like 21, 22. And I was still struggling. I was over here working for FedEx and the graveyard shifts. Man. Couldn't keep a job for my life. So, but that's awesome. You know, I wish I could get my little brother that's 20 to start training. He just likes me just sending him funds all the time. I'm like, I can't be doing this forever, man. but that's good. You know, do you have any, like, siblings
that yeah. you have? I'm actually, one came with me today.
Really?
Yeah.
Brother or sister?
My sister. She's 22.
Oh, okay.
Kind of for
so
the rental
car. She could
car.
Have some fun, huh?
Yeah.
Just take your little money.
Like, I mean, I only brought her because I can't rent a rental car. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. No, you can't. You got to be 25. And then you got to have some funds in your account to take out.
No, you can be 21.
Yeah.
But it just costs more.
Yeah, it costs more,
like,
right?
Certain cars, like Hertz, let you do it. And, like,
Alamo lets you do it.
Some enterprises.
You know, companies got to make their money too. So
right.
I guess you can respect it. But that's good that you came here with your sister. It would have been good to meet her.
And see, she's always. We're staying in Phoenix right now.
Oh, Phoenix? So. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you guys, you have some time, you know, explore. Highly suggest do not go hiking. Now it's not like the good time, but there's a lot of stuff to do, good restaurants. So hopefully you enjoy your time here, and you go back, you know, you can say that, scratch this off your bucket list,
mm-hmm.
and keep it rolling.
Yeah, I'll be looking to come back too, so.
Oh yeah, of course, and you and I know we're gonna, really gonna game plan to start to do 5-day courses, so hopefully by the start of January, kind of just start going out to each state every month, doing it for 5 days, create a whole culture environment, make sure everyone's not only learning, but making money at the same time.
Yeah.
You'd be like, all right, it's good seeing you guys, but it's time to go. So, yeah, so we have a lot. I have a lot of stuff that I really want to put into play. So I think you guys are going to really like what I have in the work. So all I got to say is that working on Box Strategy 2.0, I just say life is always going to be on automation. Toes like, yeah, I like that. All right, so I think that wraps up for episode 12 with our special guest student, Damone. Man is only 20 years old. And what was the most that you would draw overall?
11,000.
11,000, man.
And that was just from 2 weeks ago.
Oh, man. All right. So, and that's it. That is all.